news and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I really encourage and appeal to everyone listening to this on the radio or watching this on television or reading about this in the newspaper. Please, we want to hear from you.
Unless you happen to own a business, hey, $15 an hour minimum wage, the latest cause for Seattle's new city councilwoman to be, Shama Sawant. She held a press conference to push the plan, but then said she didn't have any specifics about how to make it happen. Joel Moreno, Como 4 reporter, was there, and to his credit, he started off the questions by asking her if such a high minimum wage from $9.19 to $15 an hour is going to result in some lost jobs. Here's what she said.
Well, you know, the small business owners who are saying that they're going to cut jobs because of $15 an hour, the fact is that that is precisely why when we were asked these questions all throughout the campaign, we said that if you want to defend small business owners, and if you want to defend small business jobs, then you have to have a larger conversation. The solution to this problem is not having a living wage or close to a living wage. The solution is to look at the fact that we are living in the most regressive tax state in the entire nation. Small businesses are taxed far more than big business. Small businesses also face skyrocketing costs of rent and the interest payments on their capital investments. And so if we really want to protect small business jobs, it is not going to happen by not enacting $15 an hour. The reality is that even if you did not enact $15 an hour, the economy is still in a very, very difficult state. And anytime in the near future, you will see more jobs being lost. And the fact is that the way the capitalist economy works is that the interests of small business people and the interests of working people are tied together, because the biggest danger for small businesses is that working people do not have enough money to consume. So if we didn't do this, then there will be more and more and more jobs lost of the same kind that you're talking about. And so 2 years from now, 5 years from now, you will be coming to me and saying that many, many more jobs of the same kind have been lost. What is your answer? So the answer is to prevent that kind of worse state of affairs and act on it now, and think of the $15 an hour initiative as the first step in correcting an economy that does not work, has proven itself to not work.
Okay, well, that was a complete non-answer, and it was economically illiterate at the end. That she says that basically it's good for small business to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And that their interests are one and the same with the employee. But that's what's ahead for the city of Seattle. You thought you were getting substance? No, you were just getting, you know, another empty rhetoric socialist. Only this one means it. It's going to be an interesting year ahead. Let's talk again tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.